Hey yo, there we go. Listening to radio.dominican.edu. So man, I gotta say, it's raining right now. More importantly, it's raining outside. That's pretty crazy. Alright, so how you guys doing? It's October 3rd, 2011. You are listening to the 9 o'clock lounge with DJ 2 Mello. I'd like to welcome you guys on this Monday evening. The rain stopped, guys. Yeah, fellas. The rain stopped. It was on for a bit, though, man. It was on all day. Kind of annoying. I gotta say, it actually feels pretty good to be back on the third week, man. I know not everybody in about as good a mood as I am because of the rain. It kind of did pull me down for a little bit, but you know, you gotta find your energy, man. I had a 5-hour energy. I'm still on right now. Apparently, there's no crash. We're about to find out in a little bit, so. What am I talking about, man? I'm about to get on right now. So a little quick review about what you guys heard last week. So we had a little bit of a preview of my mixtape. So you guys definitely got to check it out. In exactly 10 days, I will have the album name, and I will put it on in 2 more shows. And so you guys got to tune in if you want to find out what the name of the album going to be, because even my friends don't know, so even my fans don't know. What am I talking about? It's about to be crazy. I'm actually already through making all the beats, and the actual production aspect of it is underway already. I'm almost done, actually. I can't even front. What can I say? Pretty excited. All right, so the making of the show. It's pretty tight. I had a couple production pieces, man. I got a new one for you guys this week. It's called Give Me a Shout Out. By the way, I got to give a shout out to DJ Spice for doing that for me. It's actually nice working on these little things. I have fun at the very least. And then I got to invite all y'all to check out Cartel Chris. He has still got his thing going on, Cartel Music Group. He's got a couple reviews, he tells me. He has at least 5 that I can think off the top of my head. Always fresh, man. I know he had that, you know, that quick week where, you know, like, had a couple technical malfunctions. But, you know, he's up and running right now. He stayed writing. So, you know, if you want to check out the best, get the most out of your music, check out that blog real quick. I know he got that quick review, man. Your boy 2 Mello on that. And then we got a couple podcasts, just in case you guys missed this one. If you guys don't catch it live, you guys can check out the podcast. It's on the website at radio.dominican.edu. So before I get moving along to what the topics are going to be for today, I want to give a shout out to everybody who attended the Superheroes Dance last Saturday. I got to tell you, it was popping, man. I was there for a little bit. A couple of your favorite DJs were there, man. I saw, at least that I know of, man. DJ Juice was out there, and Pia was out there. Just a couple mentionables, man. I saw a couple people out there. Biggie Bancomo was out there, man. Yeah. And what can I say? Cartel Chris was there too. So, you know, a quick shout out to everybody who was out there. I actually got to send a quick shout out to DJ Chech. He's agreed to help on some of the mixing of the actual mixtape. You know, like, I can't go without, you know, giving him a quick shout out, because, you know, this isn't a one-man team. This is a team effort. And where would I be without some of these fellas? Actually, I want to give a quick shout out to my brother right now, man. I hope you're listening. I'm not aware of whether or not he's listening. I didn't exactly contact him about it. I don't know. You know, you figured you probably build your little routine by now, and he'd probably be like, oh, 9 o'clock, about to check out my boy 2 Mello. That's cool, though. Give him a shout-out right now while I have the chance. So I'm going to give you all the business, a preview to another album review. So we got J. Cole, obviously, man. You guys have been waiting for this one. J. Cole came out with that album, Cole World, The Sideline Story. And I gotta tell you, the album is hot. It's got a couple songs you're familiar with and a couple songs you weren't. But you're gonna love the whole album. I gotta tell you that much. And then I'm gonna I'm going to give you guys the newest joint to my mixtape. So you guys got to tune in if you want to find out what that is. Other than that, man, I ain't got much for y'all, man. Just happy to be here. So you listen to radio.dominican.edu. This here is your 9 o'clock lounge with your boy, DJ Too Mello. So when we come back, we're actually going to do that quick album review. I'll see y'all later. Bye.
This is a radio.dominican.edu exclusive.
Thanks for the mix.
Yeah, no problem, Smurfette. I should probably shout you.
You should shout me out. That would be so cool.
Yeah, I got you.
You better. For real, you better. Okay, bye.
Radio.dominican.edu. I am Too Mello. I'm out.
Oh my god, he forgot again.
So hey man, hey, that's a good show you did today.
I was in rare form today. Let's go to Famous for a World. What was her problem?
The non-talk room, DJ Timo, Mondays on radio.dominican.edu.
Just to hit you? We even know this girl?
Hell, if I know, I'm actually in the mood for a blue slushie right now.
I don't need no love. Out of control, she got me out of control, she got me out of control, she got me out of control, out of control, out of control, out of control, out of. It was midnight, I got the booty call. She said I'm at the club, so I threw on my draw. I'm looking dirt in my bed, candy coat on my lips, the bubbles all on my tip, but man, I don't.
Alright, so this is DJ Too Mello, and you're listening to the 9 o'clock lounge. I guarantee y'all that I'll be back in a little bit, man. Just gotta pay these quick bills and I'm preparing these little here sketches, man. Now, so tune in, man. All of this is original production too, man. It's all DJ Too Mello. All a product of radio.dominican.edu. So I'll see you guys in a little bit.
Now all these bitches wanna try and be my bestie, but I take a left and leave them hanging like a trash towel. So I'm down, I put them in a hefty, running down the court, I'm dunking on them Lisa Leslie. It's going down, basement, Friday the 13th, guess who's playing Jason? Tuck yourself in, you better hold on to your teddy. It's Nightmare on Elm Street, and guess who's playing Freddy?
Let go. Look at me now. Look at me now. Oh, I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah, I'm fresher than a motherfucker.
Oh, that. What's up? Oh, that. What's up? Hey, hey, wow. Tell you it. Wow. Who you with? And I be swaggin' all that, and I be swaggin' all that. They call me rinse, 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 and I
And I be swagging. And I be swagging.
They call me Skipper, 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 Skipper. And I be swagging. And I be swagging. They call me Skipper, 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 Skipper. And I be swagging. And I be swagging.
They call me Cool John, Cool John, Cool John. And I be swagging. And I be swagging. They call me Cool John, Cool John, Cool John. And I be swagging. And I be swagging.
Stop. Now make that mother hammer time like.
You're listening to the sound.
Have you never heard of radio.dominican.edu? I say, I shall break it off my foot in my buttocks and snap it like a branch doth snap, but I speak it too much. I think I soiled my pantaloons. Titirita titirita.
Instrumentals.
There we are. At radio.dominican.edu, you're still listening to the 9 o'clock lounge. What I say that we'd be back, just as promised. So, I had also told you guys before the commercial break that I was going to have you, I was going to have the album review. So, you know, why even lie? We got it. It's Cold World, The Sideline Story. The artist is J. Cole from the East Coast.
Instrumentals.
He is recently signed. He is was the first artist signed to Roc Nation, Jay-Z's label. So his discography, I mean, he has his actual debut album, which it was very highly anticipated because of all the mixtapes he had put out. He did put out a lot of music that was pretty good. I mean, the only criticism that I really have over him is, like, it's kind of tough to get any real, like, club joints out of him. He'll put out, a lot of joints that are real and a lot of cool joints, but it's really, really rare to see a really hot club joint out of J. Cole. And also because, man, I've seen what they've been doing with the label, man. I hope they don't try to do that to him, but... Like, I've seen a couple of joints. The boy can't sing, man. So, I hope that he doesn't try to get on the singing game because there's no reason why he should be singing. Like, I know they've been trying to get him on that Drake hype. And even to say that much, like, I gotta say that the Drake hype is a little bit, like, done. At least as far as popularity, man, I still personally like his music. But, like, I can see where people come from that his hype is kind of done. But I digress. So I'm going to give you guys the business about what the actual joints are, what joints to actually listen for. So he has a couple songs that were already pre-released from what I can tell. So you have Lights Please, which is the actual track that got him signed in the first place. And then you have also, you have Workout, but that was officially a single. And so was, which one? Can't Get Enough, which was also... a single. Well, it was leaked. The incomplete version was leaked, and then he ended up just turning it into the single. I mean, that one and Workout both already have videos to it, but then I was listening to the album. The album is pretty tight. Even the critics couldn't hate on that. They gave him generally positive reviews. There was one critic that gave him mixed reviews, and that's about as bad as it gets for this album. The joints are pretty tight. Lost Ones, you gotta check it out. Cold World, I bumped that. Mr. Nice Watch, you know, like a little bit of the cocky side of J. Cole, but the song is tight. He does the joint with Jay-Z. I mean, most of it, the joints, if you listen closely, like he's a storyteller type of lyricist, which is interesting within itself. Like you can, yeah, like that. Once you have an artist who has that way of doing it, and he talks about various topics. He talks about anything from a one-night stand to his days in college. I mean, that one was pretty dope. Like, I can't knock on it. I give it a good review. So overall, like, I know that there was like a lot of wondering whether the album would even come out to begin with, which is pretty crazy once you consider, you know, like all the good music that he's put out. And for the most part, he hasn't even been getting paid for it. He's just been putting it out there, which is a new strategy that a lot of up and coming artists are doing now, giving out a lot of free music to build a lot of hype around their album so that people will actually buy the things. I mean, his album is more than anything going to be certified at least gold. If it doesn't go at least platinum, I'll be a little disappointed. I mean, the album was pretty good in its first week. It was already crossing the line of like quarter mil. So yeah, the album was definitely living up to its expectations. It's definitely living up to the hype. Can't even say that it would fall short in that aspect. I mean, another thing that I found interesting about his rap style, he just has a certain way of delivering that. I mean, you might see it in a couple other artists, but nobody's as consistent thus far as J. Cole. So, big shout out to everybody who bought the album. My boy Marcos bought like 10 copies of it. No joke. Like, he was like so hype about the album actually coming out that, you know, like he woke up rather early to go get himself and, you know, everybody some copies. So, you know, a big shout out to him. I'm sure I'll cover him, pay him back for that one. I mean, what more needs to be said? The album was pretty tight. Like, there's only so much that I could put into words. Like, you gotta actually go out there, cop the album yourself. The album is pretty tight. So a quick shout out to everybody who actually bought the album. For all of you guys who don't know, his name's actually Jermaine Cole. He started rapping when he was roughly 14 years of age, or at least he started building prominence in his rap game. He got introduced to the game by some of his friends and siblings. He started building his own way of rapping, and he started producing his own album, his own joints, when his mom bought him an 808 machine box. So for all you guys who aren't familiar with that, it's basically a way to make beats, but it's mostly a drum kit. That's a nice little piece to have, at, you know, when you're in your adolescence and you're thinking about making music. It's pretty cool stuff. So overall, my consensus is that the album is good. J. Cole, my man, my friends, he is not whack. So you definitely check it out. All right, so I'm going to give you guys the next week's review. I'll let you guys know later on the show. I'm going to review the next album. I'm actually going to take a look at one of the mixtapes, one of many mixtapes, my man Cash Campaign. He's not tuning in today, but he will be tuning in next week. Of course, he got to, man. I got to build hype around some of those albums, and hopefully they, you know, rebound some of that hype back to me. We're going to come back in a little bit, and we're going to give you For Real For Reals and the news. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
DJ Juice is back.
Yup.
So grab a drink and relax on a hammock and let the vibrant rays of the hotspot heat up your mood every Monday night from 7 to 8, where we will bash on celebrity news, have off-the-wall discussions about relationships and sex, because the freaks do come out at night. Also, gonna have great guest interviews and an in-the-mix session of your favorite hip-hop and pop music. So tune in and keep it locked every Monday night from 7 to 8 only on radio.dominican.edu. Get ready to put your stunner shades on for the hot spot, which is sure to hit your sweet spot.
Yo, you that just flipped on this CD player, I just want to inform you that when you got somebody good, you hold on to them. Must be God.
understands the life you live.
Must be nice
having someone who's slow to take and quick to give.
Must be nice
having someone who sticks around when the rough times get thick.
Someone whose smile is bright enough to make
projects feel like a match.
Having
someone who loves you despite your faults.
Must be nice
having someone who talks the talk but also walks the walk.
Must be nice
having someone who understands that a thug has feelings too. Someone who loves you for sure. You just remember to never let them go.
Even when your lust and days are gone, she'll be by your side still.
Someone you can come home to from a long day work.
Must be nice.
Having someone you don't have to show, they know exactly where it
must
hurts.
Be nice.
Having someone who trusts you despite what they've heard.
Someone as mighty as a lion,
but still as gentle as a blue.
Must be nice.
Someone you don't have to tell, you don't want to be alone.
Must be nice.
Having someone you can grow old with until God calls you home.
Must be nice.
Having someone who understands that a thug has feelings too. Someone who loves you for sure. You never let them go.
Cause
the next part of the story is that after all this lusting and all this time, I finally found me somebody for me, somebody I could tell the way I feel about you.
Oh man, I hope y'all, hope all the ladies listening tonight enjoyed that joint. It's called Must Be Nice. Obviously the artist is Life Jennings. And we are doing the segment that you all love to call For Real For Reals. And what can I tell you, man? People, there's a big world, over 6 billion people in this earth. And more than a couple of them do stupid things. Now, we all do it. I'm not knocking them for doing it. But hey, who says that it ain't entertaining either? So, we have to start first with Michael Vick. Now, this one's not even like his doing, man. This is something that they doing to him. His luck with the press has just been brutal. And I got to ask one question. Like, how do you guys want Vic, man? Like, there's been publications where they have him, like, a white Vic, a devil Vic, and now a baby Vic. So they've had a bunch of different looking Vics. And I got to say, which Vic do y'all want? I gotta tell you, the most recently, the one who published the one about him being white was the actually part of the New York Times in their sports section where they put, you know, a picture of a baby. And I gotta say, for real, like, God, leave the guy alone. Like, yeah, Sure, he was a little bothered after that game about the hits he was taking, but who wouldn't if they took the hits that he does? I mean, I don't think that maybe that he's justified in calling out the refs. Let the refs do their jobs and you do yours. But he retracted his statement, man. Give the guy a break. He does take quite a couple hits for his team. There's another one about the story about a toddler who chewed on a condom at an outlet store. What's the world coming to? Come on, man. Guard your babies. Guard your kids. Oh, like how irresponsible do you have to be for your toddler to get loose at an outlet store and chew on a condom of all things? Another one. This one for real. Though. This happened to me when I went to an off-label store. So, you know, you're bound to find things. But this one, this is a special find. Kind of hit hard because, you know, like I'm a big soccer fan. For all of you guys who don't know, boy Tumelo likes association football, aka soccer. And I caught the LA Galaxy Beckham jersey, only to find that the logo was in the wrong spot. Like the logo's like in the back, like on the part of the number. Man, that doesn't happen. And I know what you guys are thinking. There's some Barclays League teams that do that, but they have the Barclays symbol. They don't have the team symbol, and they definitely don't have the badge on the number area. Come on, for reals, dang. And then we got another one: the collapse of the Atlanta Braves and the Boston Red Sox. That is unbelievable. That is unfathomable. That is truthfully unacceptable. Though I gotta say, like, it's better that way because I don't think any of them would have made it very far in the playoffs. And then the next one goes to an 80-year-old woman who gets arrested for possession. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not making this up. Possession of crack cocaine and methamphetamines, proving the line that old habits die hard. So if you want to check out some like really stupid stuff, like for real, like it's true stupidity, check out failblog.org. And now we come to the most important part of the day. We got to give you guys your news. And the first story actually starts in Mexico City, where they found two severed heads with a message. So police in Mexico City found two severed human heads on a street near a major military base Monday, a grisly tactic of warring drug lords that has long affected other parts of the country while sparing the capital. So the message was actually pretty severe. It was a message sent out to... So it was saying, hand with eyes, drug gang. The organization has been active in the state of Mexico with borders, Mexico City, and in some southern districts of the capital. So, I mean, it's pretty crazy what's going on right now with those gangs. Needless to say, that it is a very dangerous situation right now with that. In other news, Amanda Knox was acquitted. They were cleared of killing the UK student Meredith Kircher, which is kind of unbelievable to me. And then in another last minute piece of news, the Eurozone delays its decision on the next Greek payout. So it came after Greece said it would meet this year's deficit cutting target, sparking a sharp sell-off in stock markets. However, Eurogroup chairman Jean-Claude Juncker said Greece would not be allowed to default on its debts. The next 8 billion euro tranche of cash needs to be released by mid-November. The financial ministers meeting in Luxembourg also appeared to have reached a deal to let Finland receive collateral as security in its contribution towards Eurozone bailout fund. And all of this is reported by the European Financial Stability Fund. You just got the news by radio.dominican.edu. I am Too Mellow. You are listening to the 9 o'clock lounge, which will start approximately right now.
I'm addicted to DJ Too Mellow. Too Mellow.
All right, man, just have to switch over to the other side of the table. You know, did your news, and now I got your unconventional knowledge, man, dropping knowledge from the tree, man. I just picked the fruit, and I'm going to give it to y'all. All right, so all of you guys know that one person, like, who got a whole little facade played out. Like, they got a little, like, personality. Now, see, the thing is, we all do it. Everybody does it. Everybody does it. That one girl who acts really nice in public and then behind the scenes is a total control freak. You know, that one person who, like, acts really, who acts hard and probably, you know, runs from kittens or something. Or, like, I don't know, man, gets into, like, pillow fights with his homies or something. Like, we all know that guy. Like, we are all prone to some little phoniness because in this life, in a social aspect, you gotta be a little phony. Like, you know, like, you think I'm like this? You know, this is just my radio personality, man. You don't know me. Like, you know, you see me behind the scenes, I go hard. Nah, I'm just playing, guys. Nah, I'm actually not hard, man. I'm not a gangster or nothing like that, man. But I do know the real definition of a wankster, son. So before we even get to the aspect of people doing it, man, we got to know once and for all, why do people do it in the first place? So I was explaining it to you guys a little bit already. You know, people do it. People kind of try to give this personality because they want to be treated a certain way. So they kind of figure you act a certain way, you get treated a certain way. So if you're typically not the nice person, but you wanted to be treated nice, you act nice when you're in front of people. And that way, they treat you nice, they treat you with respect, and I don't know, behind the scenes, you, like, step on a spider or something. I don't know. I don't make the rules. Now, see, then that leads to the next question. How many lies are okay? So I know an individual, and I'm going to protect their identity, man, because you know what? They may talk like they carry big guns. They ain't got guns. They probably, like, the guns they carry got, like, bubbles in them or something. Anyways, so this individual, like, he plays so hard. Text, you know, he'd be texting some of my homies, be getting texts like, hey, man, like, you know, like, I'm trying to get that get to show off to my girlfriend because, you know what, like, I'm trying to impress her, know what I mean? Like, I got to show who I is or something like that. And I'd be like, and I'm rolling my eyes. I'm saying, for real, it's like you really going to play it like that, son? That's how you want to play your colleagues? All right, man, I see it. Like, why you need to even play the front? So, you know, like, he lies, like, constantly, like, talks about being, like, part of a gang and, like, almost killing somebody, having to restrain himself. Like, all this stuff, like, all this talk about, like, all this stuff that he's done, man. Like, you go to his home, he got a nice home. Like, then you check his pops. Like, his pops don't even got to play up front. Like, the guy's scary. But this little kid, man, he's the real definition of a wankster, son. So then you gotta, like, ask yourself, like, when you play in a personality, like, how many lies are okay? Like, how far can you go before people don't start wondering, man, like, is he really for real about that stuff? Now, see, like, I kind of caught a bullet about that too, and it was a while back. You know, like, I'm trying to act like somebody I'm not. Like, I'm realizing, I'm like, why do I even need to act like somebody else? Like, you know, you gotta be like, why you even gotta act like somebody else? The person you are, for the most part, is okay. There are some people who need to, you know, act differently, man. I don't know. Like, if we really need an outlet and act weird, man, draw pictures, man. Come on. And then, like, then here's the next question. Because, you know, like, I'm talking about, you know, your local gangsta. But then we get those studio MySpace gangsters. The one that put out albums and talk about how hard they are, Rick Ross. And then behind the scenes, man, you know, like, they softer than paper panties. Come on, man. You joking right now. Like, you playing the front. Like, you're already, like, talking about how you a boss. And then even the guy who you steal his name, you steal the guy's name. And he goes on, you know, he's not happy about it. God forbid, he only tried to sue you. That's about as far as he went. But, like, for reals, like, you got to put it on a production album, acting like you so hard. And then it turns out that you're not, man. Butterfly tattoos, man. Like, for reals? So, you know, like, there might be a couple friends that you hang out with now. You know, like, don't quickly, like, go to, like, blow up the studio phone, man. Hey, you ain't got to tell me nothing, guys. I'm not a gangster. You know, like, I'll tell it in a couple verses. I know people who are gangster. You know, like, you don't want to be that guy, man, because people who are gangsta are people who go to jail. Not, you know, a guy with my physique can't be getting up in no jail cell. Know what I mean? Like, a guy like me won't make it, man. I get passed off as currency in a second. But people got to wonder, like, Too Mellow, what is a wankster? Like, how do I know that my friend ain't a wankster? Well, you know, you got to... I mean, the first step that you would normally take is, you know, go look at him, look over to the side and be like, hey, yo, dude, are you a wangster? I mean, a lot of them be like, no, man, I'm from the streets. I'm hard. Like, you know, like I'm born and raised. Pull me, product of my environment. Like, how can you even say that, cuz? And a lot of them will, especially if they're wangsters. But you got to check a lot of the symptoms, man. Like, you got to check, like, do their numbers even stack up? Like, if they talk about, like, drugs, and they talk about, like, selling kilos, pushing weight, and, like, all this stuff. Like, if they seem to be very familiar with the lingo and stuff, and then you check their numbers, you know, like, they're talking about, like, a guy who pushing 17.5 in a Honda. Like, you bet, like, in a beat-up Honda. You know, in a very old Honda. No disrespect to anybody who got a beat up Honda, but if you're pushing 17.5, man, like, I know that you at least have a nice, like, at least a decent car. Like, you know, you're pushing a nice car. And some people may be like, oh, well, you know, like, they're trying to stay hidden. Like, I'm telling you right now, man, that's not a valid excuse, man. If you hard, like, you don't even have to care about who's running up on you. So right from that moment, like, the minute that they tell you something like that, and you have a nagging suspicion that they a wangster, like, immediately, like, be quick to tell them, son. Be quick to tell them. Do not be ashamed to call somebody out on their wangster. Because you know what? Like, some of these people, like, there's a certain level of phoniness that you can carry to yourself. But when you start, like, acting like you a killer, and you start getting those little teardrops on your cheeks, and you start getting, and then you start asking, like, talking about guns, you start talking about drugs, you start talking about putting it on an album, you're doing too much, bro. Don't even go that far. You don't need to do all that, man. This, and you know, like, it doesn't need to go that far. Like, nobody needs to take it that far. Like, nobody gonna challenge you. So that's pretty much it on my unconventional wisdom. So the word of the wise, real quick, chivalry is a courtesy, not an obligation. This is radio.dominican.edu.
This is Dumelo from radio.dominican.edu, here to put you on game about the Make-A-Wish Foundation. If y'all know who they are an organization that helps the less fortunate. When you make a donation, you are helping fulfill a dying kid's wish. Contribute today and make a difference.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to the public.
Lil Mellow here, and when I'm on the road, I like to get my swerve on.
Oh man, Lil Dude, are you for real right now? Damn, this is Too Mellow here, bringing the word that when you drink and drive, accidents happen, bad things happen. Please. So please, if you're gonna drink, be responsible. And what I say about making eye contact?
I'll get some boo boo, man. I'm gonna tell mama.
Yeah, go tell mama.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to DJ Too Mellow.
All right, so we back. Radio.Dominican.edu. You listen to 9 o'clock lounge. So y'all asking how far along the mixtape is. Well, what can I say, man? I'm about to give y'all the joint right now. If y'all wondering what I... Just check it out. Let's go. They were once white. You were robbed around my world like a satellite. God's angel, I dream upon a silent night. Upon a glance, you're more graceful than a dragonfly. You're the perfect transaction. I'm not Christ, but I love you with a passion. I'm not a native, I got spirit. You are the perfect cat like Bella Esther Felix. Why compare them to us, baby? 24 hours, the permanent sun rays. Smart love, born intellectual. Two young lovers in a twine like a pretzel. I'ma pull you a star down. Made like the road to your boulevard now. I may be playful, I'm not joking. Don't be offended, you are a trophy. Damn, tell me if that was corny. I could dumb it down, call you my homie. I don't keep you for the bragging rights. I love that you're the make it happen type. I swear I stand. I want it all, I don't share, I'm a boss hog. Some say that your love is a lost cause, but I'll admit you got my heart doing somersaults. The perfect moment is now here, beyond infinity, had another light year. Timeless emotion, defy time, our connection don't trip, we are Wi-Fi. Jupiter, birthplace of two, it feels like a kid first day of school. Feels like I rehearsed this with you. If I'm missing you, I have a case of the blues. It took a while, but I did it. Was from a decent man. Start if you plan to finish. Now sun in the sea, you and me, you are my ant colony. For you, I couldn't find a nickname. To try to stop one is the risk take. None of that short life, no mistakes. Otherwise, I'm pushing till my wrist breaks. Real talk. Oh, it's pretty real right here. Alright. And I'm only doing one of these songs. Alright, so, you know, it's only gonna be one more of these verses and then. That's pretty much it, man. Yeah. Let's get it. Alright. I'm not jealous, that ain't quality. You know I got you covered like a canopy. People buzzing, but those rumors are fallacy. I see you and me, the perfect fantasy. This love I have is unconditional. Look at a globe if you're trying to catch a visual. Or you can come and ask if you must. Compare if you must. My heart is in touch. Spoken word from a decent dude. You're an artwork, a Mona Lisa boo. I stay smiling, I have a reason to. Finding you was a surprise, peekaboo. You work wonders, a love magician. You got my head exposed like my hat is missing. Hall of Fame, we do the unlikely, hun. Together we stay fly like Nike Dunks. You want my heart, here's the key now. I bounce back like a rebound. Your soul embodies everything I need now. My oxygen, you are the reason that I breathe now. All Ryan. The joint you just listened to, it's called Where I Stand. It's actually a pretty cool joint, but you know, there's more to it. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is your boy, Too Mello. And stay tuned for more 9 o'clock lounge. You're going to give a couple last minute shout outs. Chill.
This is Too Mello inviting you to watch 9 o'clock lounge.
Hey yo, Too Mello. Your mama's so stupid that she put paper on the television and call it pay-per-view.
Well, is that right, little dude? Well, your mama's so greasy, she sweats Crisco.
Your mama's so skinny, her hair cuts.
Man, your mama's so poor that ducks throw bread at her.
You keep my mama out of this and I keep this out your mama.
Oh, is that what's up? Is that what's up? Alright, come here.
The 9 o'clock lounge. With DJ Too Mello, Mondays on radio.dominican.edu.
Hi, you may not know me,
but I know you.
I'm a stalker. 7 restraining orders haven't stopped me, but you know who can?
You can.
By calling 1-800-NO-PEEPER. That's 1-800-667-3377.
Call now.
Not legally true.
This ain't your dandelion blowing, metal dwelling, rose petaling music. Teacup down and don't spill my drink. Monday evening, it's the 9 o'clock lounge with DJ Too Mello in the mix. Tune in if you ain't no punk. Radio.dominican.edu, son. Yay, yay!
Electroconvulsive Therapy, Part 1.
And you are now tuning in to 9 o'clock's best, the 9 o'clock lounge on radio.dominican.edu. I'm your boy, Too Mello. What can I say? We got 7 whole minutes together, and it's been wonderful. So as I promised to you guys, I was going to give you a preview of what next week's in store. So we're giving you an album review of Chevy Woods' The Cookout. Now, I know it's not an actual production album. It's a mixtape. But I hear it's pretty hot. If you check the review on Cartel Chris's Cartel Music Group page, he actually gives it a 3 out of 5. So it's definitely worth checking out. I'm going to make my own review of it. But definitely worth checking out the album. Even Wiz Khalifa was like, man, this album's pretty tight. And Cartel Chris is pretty picky. So if he says, like, the album goes, the album goes. So we're giving you that. I mean, obviously, we're going to have some more For Real For Reals, man. Because Stupidity isn't done in a week. We got plenty for y'all. And then we also got The Real Definition of a Dark Horse, Son. So you guys get to find out what a dark horse is, because there's a couple dark horses walking around, you know, in preparation for Halloween. I mean, I know Halloween's still like more than 3 weeks away. It's actually a total of exactly 4 weeks from today. It's going to be October 31st, and we're going to give you some of that. So, you know, without further ado, I'd actually like to give a couple of last minute shout outs. But before I do that, like, I'm going to give you kind of a review of what this show was even about, because like, I know some people barely getting off work and they were like barely got a chance to tune in. So I'm gonna give you this so that you'd be like, oh man, like, I could relate to that. Check it out later. Don't worry, man. I'm actually gonna give a quick shout out to all of my people in California State University Fresno, because they tuned in just like they promised. They checked me out real quick, and they actually gave me a couple reviews. So, you know, like, they want to see a little bit more music. They want to see, like, local California artists get reviews. So, you know, I'm about to do my research and get up on that laptop and do a little bit of checking up on my music game. And I also want to give a shout out to Manuel Maya and all of my communications majors living up in Merced for also tuning in the show. All of them giving their reviews, man. It's actually, you know, you got me touched a little bit. So we were doing a review of the J. Cole, Cole World, The Sideline Story album. DJ Too Mello says buy it. Cartel Chris says buy it. Marco Santana out there says buy it. and therefore the overall review and the critics say buy it. So go ahead, get it, buy it, check it out. You will not be disappointed by what you find. And then we also, I also gave you all the news. I gave you all a segment of For Real For Reals. A quick shout out to Michael Vick. I know he's not listening, but you know, it's cool. Just in case he happens to skim by and check me out. A shout out to fellblog.org. They provide some of this stupidity that you can't otherwise find yourself. And then we also gave you the real definition of a wanksta, son. You know, like, I gotta say, like, real quick, a quick word on that. Like, for reals, man. Like, you know, like, there's no need to play any fronts, man. Like, you know, just be yourself. Trust me, you get a lot farther doing that. And that's a lesson that some of us have to wait till college to figure out. But it's cool. Like, it's better learning it late than never, son. So, you know, learn it now. I gave y'all the word of the wise. Come on, boys. Don't let them break you, man. You know what? Like, if you're going to be nice to a girl, do it because you want to, not because she asked you to. That's DJ Tumelo saying it right now. I want to give a shout out to everybody who listened today. I want to give a shout out to my beautiful mother. I know I'm not sure if she's listening today, but a big shout out to her. A big shout out to my stepfather who's out there working. He works hard out there, you know, making sure that the ends meet. A quick shout out to my brother. That would be Beto, and that would be to Jose. And then shout out to everybody who's supporting DU Radio, man. It means a lot, man. You know, you're building up the future talents of America and the world. So a quick shout out to the squad. Hopefully they tuning in. If they not, that's cool. I'll give them stuff about it the next day. So it's all right, man. I get my little retribution. I want to give a shout out to the communications department, to the Habit staff, of which your boy is a part of, to the Habit newspaper, to Dr. John Kennedy. He's out of town till Wednesday, but he's about to do an interview with the Habit newspaper. And hopefully, for all of you guys who don't know him, like, you really gotta know him. He's a great guy. He's a really nice individual. Needless to say, he's worth getting to know. It is actually nice for the students to meet with their the leaders of their schools and stuff. So definitely a recommendation. And then a shout out to everybody who tuned in today. A second shout out, you were listening to the 9 o'clock lounge with DJ Too Mello exclusively on radio.dominican.edu. So tomorrow you got actually a pretty nice lineup, man. Be sure to tune in. The lineup starts at 2 p.m. till 4. What's the Tea with Nikki P. You also got the Fast Lane with Ray Ray, one of the new personalities. Also DJ B with the Sports Report at 6. And then What Are You Talking About with DJ P-Yob and T-Baby. It's at 7 p.m. And then finally, ending your lineup for tomorrow, Tuesday, will be the Tailgate with Bill and Hornstein from 8 to 10 p.m. Again, man, I got to tag you. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Have a good evening. I will check you next Monday. Out.